लक्ष्मीरंदस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाचलाकलायास्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशकल्पातरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावरुणाय कृष्णा प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य हरे गौरकृष्णे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनानन्दो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी रामी हरि प्रिय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवा श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ जी की श्रील प्रभुपाद की We are now in one of the most holy of all holy places for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Imli Tal. At the time of Sri Krishna's manifested Leela in this world, this part of Brajbhumi, Vrindavan, was the place where the Ras Leela would be reenacted. This particular tree, which is the original self-same tree from the time of Sri Krishna, was one of the favorite meeting places of Radha and Krishna. They would sit under the shade of this sacred tree, which is one of the great Kalpa Vriksha trees of Braja. And they would perform wonderful leela of love. One time, Srimati Radharani did not come while Lord Sri Krishna was waiting for her here. And he was so engrossed in feelings of separation from Srimati Radhika. The intensity of his remembrance of Sri Radha in this mood of Vipralamba was so wonderful that his whole being simply became consumed by the thought of Srimati Radharani. And this manifested in such an extraordinary way that his beautiful form of Shyam Sundar, which is blackish like a rain cloud, it transformed into the beautiful color of molten gold. Krishna, in his utter absorption in the thought of Srimati Radharani, his body changed the color of Srimati Radharani. He became utterly possessed, internally and externally, by thoughts of his beloved. When Srimati Radharani returned, she saw an extraordinary sight, that Krishna was sitting under this tree with a beautiful golden complexion, just like her own. And when Lord Sri Krishna saw Sri Radharani, he became so jubilant that again he became Shyam Sundar. So Sri Radharani asked Lord Sri Krishna, "How is it that I have seen you in this extraordinary complexion, which is my own?" And Lord Krishna explained to Sri Radharani that, absorbed in thoughts of you, your internal and external bhava possessed me to such an extent that I actually became you. And it was so sweet. It was so nectarine. Never have I experienced such ecstasy like this before. And I am longing to understand what it is. So therefore, I am going to appear in the world in the coming Kali Yuga, and I am going to taste the sweetness of your love. I will appear with your Mahabhava and with your golden complexion, and I will spread your love to all living beings through the chanting of the holy names. And I will be known as the Gauranga Avatar. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Three internal and three external reasons. The three external reasons was one, to fulfill his promise in the Gita, to reestablish the principles of religion, to annihilate the miscreants, and to protect the devotees. Maditra naya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharana samstata narathaya sambhavami juge juge. Two, to fulfill the prayers of Sri Advaita Charja, who was on the bank of the Ganges in Navadvip, fervently crying out for the Supreme Lord Krishna to appear to distribute the glories of the chanting of the holy names. And three, to establish the Yuga Dharma, which is the chanting of the Maha Mantra. And the three external reasons, to taste the sweetness of Sri Radharani's love, to understand the supreme joy that Srimati Radharani experienced in loving Krishna, and to see what it is about Krishna that so much infatuated the heart of Srimati Radharani. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that most historical and wonderful trip here to Vrindavan Dham, he was living at Akrura Ghat, which is some distance away. At that time it was on the banks of the river Jamuna. And each day in the early morning he would walk to this place, Imli Tal. And he would sit under this Imli tree and he would chant his japa each day, absorbing himself in the beautiful sounds of the Maha Mantra. Sometimes he roamed through all the 12 forests of Vrindavan on parikrama, but especially when he was residing here for many, many days, from Akrura Ghat he would come in the early morning, and he would sit under this tree throughout the entire morning, and then he would return to Akrura Ghat for prasad in the afternoon. At that time, this particular part of Vrindavan was very much a jungle. And one day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while sitting under this most blessed and sacred tree, he became so absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radharani, in feelings of separation from Lord Sri Krishna, he became so internally possessed by the remembrance of Sri Krishna that his beautiful golden form transformed into that of a blackish monsoon rain cloud. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Also it is said that at the time of the Abhishek of Indra, to make Krishna coronated as king at Govinda Kund near Govardhan, at that time, all the ladies, the gopis, they decided that they should simultaneously coronate Srimati Radharani as the queen of Vrindavan. So they came here to this very sacred place of Imli Tal, and under this tree they perform the coronation ceremony to make Srimati Radharani formally the queen of Vrindavan. And during that coronation ceremony, Krishna came and he personally placed his head at the feet of Sri Radhika to show all the world that he accepts her as the supreme queen of Vrindavan. Yesterday we were at the Samadhi Mandir of Srila Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj. When he was living in Vrindavan, every Ekadasi, remembering how dear this tree was to Lord Chaitanya, for chanting the holy names underneath, he would come here every Ekadasi, and from sunset to sunrise, he would just sit under this tree and very devotionally chant the holy names. The original tree, which you are seeing now, up until last year was filled with leaves. But recently, that eternal soul of the tree departed from this particular body after assisting and witnessing the wonderful pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and so many great acharyas who came here to worship. But from the seed of this tree, you can see another tree is growing. So that for many, many, many generations in the future, people can come to this very holy place and worship. And the greatest worship is to pray that we can also experience such feelings of separation from Sri Gauranga, from Radha and Krishna, that those feelings annihilate, like fire, they burn to ashes, all of our material attachments and all of our longings for any happiness outside of the service of Krishna. To the right is the Samadhi Mandir of one of Srila Prabhupada's very, very dear god brothers. Bhakti Sharanga, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sharanga Goswami Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada spent much time with this very exalted devotee. They were very dear friends. And it was Goswami Maharaj who established this temple in Imlitao on the order of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And we can see under the Imli tree is a murti of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and enshrined are his footprints to commemorate that that was the place that he would come to sit each day, absorbed in remembrance of Vrindavan Leela, chanting the holy names of Krishna. So this is certainly one of the most wonderful places in all of creation for us to spend some time in prayer, chanting our japa together, attentively hearing the sweet sound of Radha and Krishna's divine names. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Jai Shri Radhe. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.